Welcome to Bedtime Safari. Imagine you're floating in warm, clear water with sunlight dancing through the surface above you. All around you, colors swirl and shimmer. Bright fish dart between coral towers, sea turtles glide slowly past, and gentle waves rock you like a cradle. You're exploring the Great Barrier Reef, a huge underwater ecosystem off the coast of Australia. It's the largest coral reef system in the world, stretching over 1,400 miles along the ocean. It's so big, you can even see it from space. But here under the water, everything feels quiet, calm, and full of life. Beneath the surface, coral reefs rise like underwater cities. Coral might look like colorful rock, but it's actually made of tiny animals called polyps. These creatures live close together and build hard shells that grow over time. Some corals are round like boulders, some branch out like trees, and others wave softly like fans. Fish, crabs, sea stars, and eels all live among the coral, each finding a perfect place to hide, hunt, or rest. The reef is full of movement, but everything happens in a smooth, flowing way. As you swim slowly along the reef, a school of clownfish darts by, orange and white stripes flashing in the sun. They stay close to sea anemones, soft, wavy creatures that look like underwater flowers but have tiny stingers to keep predators away. The clownfish are immune to the stings and use the anemones as their safe home. Nearby, a sea turtle glides gracefully through the water, its flippers moving like wings. Turtles travel long distances across the ocean, but many return to these same reefs to rest and feed on seagrass and jellyfish. A giant clam sits open on the ocean floor, its colorful lips glowing blue and green in the light. Tiny fish peek inside, but don't stay long. Around it, parrotfish nibble at the coral, using their strong beaks to bite off pieces. As they chew, they help shape the reef and even create soft white sand that settles below. Some of the sand you feel between your toes on tropical beaches? It might have started as coral thanks to these hungry fish. In the deeper parts of the reef, where sunlight fades, you'll find quieter creatures. Shy reef sharks cruising slowly, rays gliding close to the sand, and big groupers hovering in the shadows. These fish move with calm, powerful grace, keeping the balance of the reef in check. Though some look scary, most are gentle and want to be left alone. Every animal has a role in keeping the reef healthy, from the tiniest shrimp to the largest predator. As you drift along, you might spot a cleaner wrasse, a tiny fish with bold stripes, swimming in and out of the mouths and gills of bigger fish. It's not in danger, it's helping. These little fish eat dead skin and parasites, keeping other fish clean and healthy. Even in the smallest actions, the reef shows how connected everything is. The water around you is warm and clear. Sunlight sparkles as it filters down, making everything look like it's glowing. In some places, soft currents pull you gently along. You let yourself float with them, watching blue tangs, damselfish, and butterfly fish flicker in and out of sight like moving jewels. You feel like you're inside a giant, peaceful aquarium. But this is no aquarium. This is nature, alive and free. Back near the surface, you might see birds diving into the water. These seabirds feed on small fish and sometimes rest on tiny coral islands that rise just above the water. Some islands are covered in mangroves or bushes, and others are nesting places for turtles. Green sea turtles crawl ashore to lay their eggs, digging soft nests in the sand under the moonlight. Later, baby turtles hatch and make their way back to the ocean, beginning the cycle again. Not far from the reef, in the open sea, dolphins leap through the waves. They travel in groups called pods and use clicks and whistles to talk to one another. Sometimes they swim close to the reef to hunt or play. Watching them feels like seeing pure joy in motion, fast, graceful, and full of life. The Great Barrier Reef is not just one big thing. It's made of thousands of smaller reefs and islands. Some are tiny patches of coral underwater, while others are big enough to walk on. Some parts are shallow and full of light, while others are deep and mysterious. No matter where you go, you find life. Even the smallest piece of coral might hold dozens of creatures, hiding, feeding, building, or simply floating. The reef changes with the seasons. In the summer months, the water warms up and becomes even clearer. This is when many corals release their eggs and sperm into the water in a huge spawning event. It happens at night after a full moon and looks like colorful snow drifting through the sea. These tiny pieces will hopefully settle on the ocean floor and grow into new coral colonies, keeping the reef alive for years to come. But the reef faces problems too. When the ocean gets too warm, coral becomes stressed and may lose the tiny algae that help it stay alive and colorful. Pollution, overfishing, and damage from boats also hurt the reef. People around the world are working hard to protect it by learning, cleaning up, and making better choices for the ocean. Even with challenges, the reef is full of hope. It's strong, flexible, and always changing. New corals grow. New fish arrive. Seagrass meadows wave gently beneath the waves. Everything moves together in a calm rhythm that's lasted for thousands of years. When you're here, floating quietly, you feel that rhythm too. Slow, gentle, and full of wonder. As the day ends and the sunlight starts to fade, the colors of the reef change. Shadows grow longer. Some animals settle into hiding places while others begin to wake up. The night reef has a different kind of beauty, glowing plankton, hunting octopuses, and the soft pulse of moonlight on the sea. You take one last look before heading to the surface. Below you, the coral stretches out like a living carpet, full of shapes and colors you'll never forget. The Great Barrier Reef is more than a place, it's a world of quiet adventure, peaceful creatures, and endless wonder beneath the sea. We hope you enjoyed this exploration of the Great Barrier Reef. Be sure to tune in next week for a new adventure.